Westlock. Due to its popularity, the second annual Music in the Park will be in one location and a larger venue, Southview Park in Westlock. The one-day event, presented by the Westlock Community Events Committee and sponsored by the Cultural Arts Theatre Society, returns August 13 from 2 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. It's going to be a totally different format because we are no longer in backyards, said organizer and events committee member Tina Wold. We had such a great attendance and response to the backyards that we didn't have any room, so we are going to be holding it in Southview Park. Located just north of the community garden, Wold said the park is a big open space that will accommodate the anticipated large crowds that day, noting each backyard performance at last year's event had about 90 people in attendance, and while music enthusiasts enjoyed the backyard experience, there were challenges with travel time between performances. There were a few things that we had to alter a little bit for this year. The event will feature a bigger lineup over last year's four acts and includes three returning artists and three new artists this year. Most of the performances are about 45 minutes in length with a 15-minute break in between sets, with the exception of two acts. The day kicks off with performances from Twilight Time, a tribute to the Platters and the Doo-Wop, family entertainer DJ War Kentin, local area artists Sweet Harmony duo Nolan Mast and Ian O'Brien, and the Joe Ireland Band lead by Francis Cavanaugh, will finish the day and wrap up the annual event. Also new this year are food and drinks that will be available for purchase throughout the day. It's free admission for all of the music acts, so settle in, bring your chair, bring your umbrella. We're hoping to get a really great response from the people this year, said Wold, reminding residents to bring lawn chairs, umbrellas, hats and sunscreen to protect themselves from the elements while enjoying the outdoor event at Southview Park. We're celebrating music, we're celebrating Westlock, said Wold. We are going to have a wonderful day. Christine Jean, TownandCountryToday.com.